Back in 2010, the president of Egypt had this to say about Jews, bloodsuckers who attacked the Palestinians, warmongers, descendants of apes and pigs. He's the president of Egypt now, and we're about to send him 20 F-16s and 200 tanks.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
To Egypt now, their new government about to get $213 million in a shipment of weapons, courtesy of the American taxpayer. 10 F-16 fighter jets and 200 tanks.
Try as they might, the apologists for the Brotherhood cannot make a clear argument that the Brotherhood's interests and the U.S. national security interests are in agreement. For us to move forward and push and increase their fighter jet supply by 5%, increase their tanks inventory by 20%, at this point in time is insane, and it needs to be stopped.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Footage has just surfaced of the Islamist leader in a 2010 televised interview with a Lebanese TV station that some analysts believe show the true side of Morsi. Appearing on the Al Kids interview program, Morsi refers to Jews as the descendants of apes and pigs, employing an often used anti-Semitic analogy from the Quran.
President Obama needs to stop supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, flat out.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. You heard that audio. Again, President Morsi, now of Egypt, back in 2010. Of course, he's always been a Muslim Brotherhood member, outspoken. People are digging deeper into statements he's made, media interviews he's done, especially in light of the fact that, again, he's a leader of a country now with a population over 80 million people, and we're planning to give more weapons to Egypt, 20 F-16s, 200 tanks. And this is what he had to say about Jews and the Jews in Israel. He said, no reasonable person can expect any progress with them. This is what these occupiers of the land of Palestine know. These bloodsuckers who attack the Palestinians, these warmongers, these descendants of apes and pigs, we should employ all forms of armed resistance against them and support the resistance fighters. That's, of course, the terrorist group Hamas. We must confront this Zionist entity. And get this, back in 2010, all products from countries supporting this entity, from the U.S. and others, must be boycotted. Let me go to David French, senior counsel with the ACLJ, because David, where are those F-16s and Abrams tanks manufactured and built?
You know, they're manufactured and built right here in the good old USA, paid for by taxpayers right here in the good old USA. And, you know, when I hear that, I think this guy must think we're idiots, that we won't be able to translate his actual words. But then I realize, well, maybe we are if we can actually translate those words and then still send him 20 F-16s. And 200 main battle tanks. I mean, I don't know what planet that makes sense on, but it does not make any sense to me.
What do you think about it, folks? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I mean, Than, you hear this. This is a guy who said, we should boycott. You know, now he's in a position of power. He could. But, oh, now we must abide by every agreement we made by a government who would never say anything like this before. In fact, that's what the Muslim Brotherhood said about the Mubarak government, these kind of statements. You know, he goes on in this and says, no Arab or Muslim should be allowed to even have dealings with them, talking about Jews. This should send a clear message to Washington to put this on hold.
I find one point of agreement in all this with him. He says, all ties of all kinds must be severed with this plundering criminal entity. We agree, Jordan. He wants to sever ties. We want to sever ties. If he's going to behave in this way, no more funding from the United States. We should sever those ties.
All right, folks, if you agree with Than, if you agree with us here, and if you agree with that President Morsi that he shouldn't be using our supplies, take anything from the United States, call now, join our petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org, but I encourage you to call now, 877-989-2255. Our president should know he doesn't even want our stuff, right? Yeah. Highway.
It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right, Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now or call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
You gotta wonder, right? I mean, in the United States of America, we can translate things. We were talking about this in the break. Memory, the Middle East Media Research Institute does a great job of this and keeping an archive of it. So when these terrorist group leaders and radical group leaders, which again, Mohamed Morsi was part of the Muslim Brotherhood for most of his life and his career, when they do get into positions of power or trying to get into positions of power and act a different way or say something different, well, at least you can see what they said. This is not going back, by the way, 10 years, and he's had some transformation. This is a couple of years ago, and again, I'll see if we've got the soundbite again to play, but I just wanted to read some of this to you one more time if you're just joining us today on Jay Sekulow Live. A reason why we're still asking you to sign on to this petition right now to stop the funding that's going to Egypt. I mean, there's a legislation in the House of Representatives that says until we know that you're committed and certifying that you're going to that this aid will be in the national security interest of the United States of America and our allies like Israel, which is what the previous regime did in Egypt, then no, we're going to put things on hold. It's absolutely okay to do that under any kind of international precedence and in foreign relations, especially when you've got this massive change in power, a brand new Sharia constitution, and the makings of a Sharia dictatorship, to say the least. But this is what Morsi said. Morsi said this: we must confront the Zionist entity. All ties of all kinds must be severed with this plundering criminal entity. This is talking about Israel, but he will never say Israel, which is supported by America and its weapons. Interesting, because now he wants our weapons, the F-16s, the tanks, as well as by its own nuclear weapons, the existence of which is well known. All products from countries supporting this entity, from the United States and others, must be boycotted. You know what? Why don't we send a message to President Morsi? Try to survive as a leader of Egypt with no U.S. aid. Nothing. Not a dime for schools, not a dime for education, not a dime for health care, no roads, no infrastructure. We take all of our equipment back, anything that's not done. We pull all of our people out, and we see how long you stay in power. But now he's saying, no, you need to agree. You've got to abide by all of those previous agreements you made with the former president who we threw in jail and sentenced to life in prison, and his leadership, basically his entire half of his cabinet, the ones who weren't able to get out of Egypt during the final days of the revolution. He wanted to boycott everything from us. I mean, he was calling on that from the world. Well, now he's in that kind of power. Why don't we send the message loud and clear? We're not going to send you anything, especially F-16s and tanks. to this guy. He went on, though. He went on. No reasonable person can expect any progress when it comes to Palestinian peace. Either you accept the Zionists and everything they want, that's the Jews in Israel, or else it is war. This is what these occupiers of the land of Palestine know. These bloodsuckers who attack the Palestinians, these warmongers, these descendants of apes and pigs. We must support the resistance fighters and besiege the Zionists wherever they are. I mean, you could easily make the connection that we, as the United States of America, by supporting the Israeli government and the state of Israel and their military and security, absolutely fall within his definition of Zionist, because, as he said, we have to stop start boycotting all products from any countries that support this criminal plundering entity. And again, he goes on about America and about America over and over and over again. Again, he talks about how the Palestinian Authority was basically a sham created. This is, again, blaming the United States directly here. This is the president of Egypt a couple of years ago, and we're considering these F-16s are going to be on the way, 20 of them, and 200 tanks at your expense. We're paying for this guy's tanks and jets for his country. He said this. He said the Palestinian Authority was created by the Zionist. See how they don't say Israel. And American enemies. Calls us enemies in this. So he's identified us as enemies, said our products should be boycotted. And 2 years later, he's elected to the Muslim Brotherhood's political party. Why are we ignoring all of this? And we're not saying, you better make some real agreements on the table. What is so difficult about that? Going to him and saying, you said these things, so we're going to have to check. We want to make sure we know what we're getting into. Instead, we say, well, we made this agreement already, but we didn't make an agreement with Mohammed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood, a guy who was calling us enemies. He was saying that about his own political leadership in Egypt, too. No Arabs, no Muslims should have any dealings with the Zionists or their supporters. That's us. I mean, that's who he was talking about. Now he wants our stuff, of course. Everybody wants F-16s from the United States for their own military and tanks that we'll train them how to use so that then one day when they're ready to start their path of global Islamic domination, which is their ultimate goal, they're a very patient group, they'll have the best equipment possible at no cost to the Egyptian people, just cost to the U.S. taxpayer. We're going to take your phone calls, but I hope you will stand with us today, if you have not done so already, and add your name to this petition going to President Obama in Congress saying, cut this funding. Do not let these F-16s go. Don't let, again, folks, these tanks make their way to Egypt. We've got to stop this now with this Muslim Brotherhood government. Call 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call. That's 877-989-2255. 2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. President Obama said this. We don't know much about this regime, but we're learning more, and certainly we are. But take a listen. This is President Obama just a few weeks ago.
Would you consider the current Egyptian regime an ally of the United States?
I don't think that we would consider them an ally.
I'm going to go to David French again, because David, typically when it comes to military assistance, especially this, not just kind of trying to help build schools and roads, but when it comes to actual military hardware, not helicopters that can be used, fitted later on with missiles, but we're talking about F-16s and tanks. Their only purpose is military use. You don't give that out to people you're not even sure if they're your ally.
Yeah, that's something that I'm still waiting on someone to explain this to me in a way that makes any sense at all. One of the things that is very, very common in dealing in Middle Eastern politics, and the longer you deal with it, the more you see this, is that these governments will say one thing in English and they'll say something else entirely in Arabic, as if we can't translate that, as if we can't ultimately find out what they're saying to their own people. And, there are eerie historical parallels. There is a long history of violent dictators saying one thing to the West and another thing to their own people. And we always are so wishful in our thinking. We just want them to be telling us the truth, and we want what they're saying to their own people to be the lie. But always when they're speaking to their own people, they're speaking from their heart. And this is what this guy believes to his core about Israel and about Jews, and we're arming him. No one can explain this to me in a way that makes sense.
Folks, and when that happens, you don't rush through decisions just because they were on the table with a previous regime under a different constitution, a different set of laws. You put things on hold. I need you to call right now. I need you to take a stand today. 877-989-2255. We're getting attention on this. More and more people are talking about it. More interviews are being done. More stories are being written about it. Call now, 877-989-2255. It's a toll-free number. Raj is calling in from Virginia on line two. Raj, welcome to JSecio Live.
Blessings on you and all your work in the new year. May God bless the work of your hands and minds.
Thanks, Raj.
I have one question. What must we do to put on hold all the appointments, the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State, till this issue is resolved? Because this has gone on long. There was different Secretary of State, different Secretary of Defense, and a different agreement.
Well, listen, I mean, the American people, and you know, Raj, we had the election. Some of us don't like the outcome. Some people do like the outcome. Some people hope that, you know, these issues shouldn't be so partisan. It should be pretty clear. If you can't identify them as an ally, then you have to go back and clarify, well, ally is a legal term of art. We don't really have an agreement. I mean, they were, the Mubarak government, for foreign policy purposes, for peace purposes, was absolutely an ally. They made an agreement. This was part of the agreement, was this military aid we do, this $1.3 billion a year. Israel receives the most. Egypt's number two. They kept the peace in the Middle East. I mean, that was, and it, you know, if you think about it, that has happened. There have not been those massive scale conflicts that were occurring in the 60s and 70s between primarily Israel and Egypt, and then Egypt's real allies coming in together, and they knocked it off. They quit those allegiances they had with the rest of the Muslim world in the Middle East and said, okay, we're going to keep the peace. And some of their leaders suffered their you know, they gave up their own lives for that kind of a peace agreement. That's why they were getting this kind of support. The Muslim Brotherhood was against that. They are against this peace agreement. They've already said they want to try to reform it and change it, maybe even pull back. They're supporting Hamas. They were critical. That's why part of the reason they existed of the Egyptian government for doing this. We're going to take more of your phone calls when we get back, but you've got to take a stand on this. 877-989-2255. Foreign policy isn't stagnant. You got to deal with the cards on the table, not the cards that were on the table 3 years, 30 years ago even. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign this petition online, but call now, 877-989-2255.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right, Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now or call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls now, talking about the situation in Egypt. President Morsi, did we pull the sound, guys? I'd like to play that just to keep reminding people about this kind of a new development, if you will. People, this was in this background a couple years ago when he's on television. Do we have the soundbite, guys, so we can play that for folks? If we don't, I will read it out. I'm not saying that we do, so I'll start reading it out right now. He says, we have to confront the Zionist entity, that's Israel. This is a TV interview in 2010. I tweeted this out so you can see it online, and we're going to put it on a blog at aclj.org. He says that he called for a boycott of all countries that support Israel. The United States, he specifically named, and others. So he's already said we shouldn't be taking supplies. Egypt should not be taking supplies from the United States of America. That was just a couple of years ago. Let's call him out on it. You know, let's make sure he doesn't get our F-16s and our tanks paid for by you and me free to him. It's ridiculous, folks. Back to the phones we go. Francis calling in from Louisiana on line one. Francis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Hey, Francis.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Thank you.
Do you have a comment?
Yes, I do. My thought is
you got to turn your radio down, and I'm going to let you for 2 seconds because you won't be able to understand. And now you can talk.
My thought is our American companies who are making the airplanes and the tanks to send to Egypt. It's possible to have a legal contract but not do the right things. Why don't they boycott our contract? Why don't they just refuse to make the planes and the tanks to send to Egypt?
All right, Francis, we're gonna take that question. I'm writing it down because we've got another call as well about the manufacturers here. So I want to take both of those and we'll answer them together because I think it works best that way. Thanks, Francis, for your phone call. David in Idaho calling online too. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I love your show. I agree with that last caller about the armament. You know, why don't we get on Lockheed Martin for doing that? I mean, why can't we go after them for being unpatriotic and going against our country by selling our enemy, our weapons?
Well, David, I think I can understand your first reaction to that, but remember, they can only follow one U.S. law, but two, they're not making the deal with Egypt. I mean, everything you just said is your own government doing that. It's the United States. And they've been doing this. When this deal came out, David, this is not something that was controversial at all. It was part of the peace agreement. It was part of a longstanding relationship we had. And so people have shown some of the Lockheed Martin press releases that came out back in 2010 about this deal. But the truth is, when you look at it, it's only happening because the United States government, when it comes to this kind of arms delivery, remember, we're giving this to Egypt. We paid Lockheed Martin to build them.
Right. This is not
we are delivering it, David.
That's exactly right. This is not a situation where a foreign government enters into a contract with an American company and the American company fulfills it. This is one where the United States government, almost 3 years ago, with an allied government in Egypt, entered into a contract with Lockheed Martin. Lockheed Martin fulfilled its contract with the United States government, and then now these weapons are the property of the U.S. government. So right now what we're talking about in the literal legal sense are American F-16s created by an American company under a contract with the United States of America that we are going to then give as a gift, in essence, to the government of Egypt. This is on the United States government. This is the moral responsibility here is on the United States government, not Lockheed Martin, which just fulfilled a contract with its own government years ago in making these weapons.
All right, I'm gonna grab another phone call, and I think that and David calling Idaho and Francis, I think those answer your questions. I mean, I'm not blaming Lockheed Martin whatsoever. You blame your own government for moving forward. It wasn't a 2010 problem. It's a 2012, 2013 problem. You know, it was the revolution. 2011, we should have already been looking and saying, you know what? Maybe we should, resist some of this. When the trucks and tanks were rolling over Christians, driven by the Egyptian military, remember that? Maybe we shouldn't be sending 200 more tanks to increase their total tank numbers up 20% from 1,000 to 1,200. Giving them high-powered F-16s. Absolutely free. If this upsets you, folks, if it outrages you, we're getting attention on this. And that's the goal here is to get attention so that our president knows and our government knows not to move forward with this, that the American people are paying attention, and that, we don't want to be to blame if this equipment is used against Christians in Egypt, do we? Or Israel or just those who are protesting this new developing Sharia dictatorship that the Muslim Brotherhood is governing in Egypt. If you don't want to have to deal with that as your own conscience, you need to speak out. 877-989-2255 is a toll-free number you call. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Marcus calling in from California on line 5. Marcus, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Now, I have a question. How can Obama do all the stuff that he's been doing the last 4 years and this with all the checks and balances that the government put together 200 years ago? And he's getting away with it.
Well, I mean, listen, this is was pre-approved. So, I mean, when you look at how this worked constitutionally and you look at this specific issue and the checks and balances, they pass. It's part of an aid deal, Than. Important to point out. And this is, again, it shows you when you have these budget fights where the delay and the delay and the delay and you haven't passed the budget for, you know, the next year, and then you're moving on and you forget that you may have supported something and it's the money's already there, but it takes can take years for the State Department and other agencies to actually get this money out.
Right, and this is why we have multiple prongs on this, Jordan. Yeah, Congress did pass this bill initially back in 2010.
Generically.
Approved this funding. They turn it over then to the administrative branch to administer it. So in the process between 2010 and 2012 is when we saw this transition in government. And, Jordan, that is why, and this speaks to the constitutional separation of powers, that's why we're focusing on the president now for the delivery of these weapons, of these F-16s and these tanks, because Congress no longer has a role in it. This is in the administrative branch. This is up to the president to deliver these weapons now or to not deliver them. He could claim national security interest, not deliver them. He could keep them in the United States possession, like David pointed out. And, Jordan, I think the key question for him to ask here is, who is it likely that these weapons are going to be used against? And we have been laying out the case, based on the Sharia Constitution, based on these comments about Israel, that they're likely to be used against our interests. And I think what you've been pointing out that today, he told us, President Morsi told us in 2010, who he is likely to use these against. He's likely to use them against Israel. The President of the United States should recognize that.
All right, folks, we think you should recognize that as well. It's part of our duty to take a stand, to talk about this when no one else was, and so that more and more people can find out about it. That's happening because of the exposure in the media. I don't think there's any surprise that now this links, this videos, which we're going to post to ACLJ.org so you can see for yourself, President Morsi on camera making these statements 2 years ago about boycotting American products. But, yeah, hey. We're going to gift them to them. Hey, you don't have to buy them. So I guess, you know, you're not maybe violating your boycott because we're just giving them to you for free. Call now, folks, if you want to take a stand. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign our petition online. That's aclj.org. A lot of information there, interviews that we've done. But I encourage you to call now and take a stand. 877-989-2255. If you were on the line, and if you've got the next 30 minutes coming up, you can listen to it on aclj.org. Hang on, we'll get to your phone calls coming up in just a couple of minutes, but we encourage you to call now and take a stand on this. We're not sending these jets and tanks for free to the Muslim Brotherhood. I wouldn't even sell them, of course, to the Muslim Brotherhood. 877-989-2255. Call it now.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live for the second 30 minutes of the broadcast. We've got some interviews coming up as well. We are talking about this situation in Egypt. Let me see. Did we have that soundbite, guys? Did we put that together yet of President Morsi? We do have that. All right, I'm not sure if we – yeah, okay, we do have it. I wanted to just kind of set the stage again for everybody. This is President Morsi in 2010. There's a translator here. We're going to post the video so you can see it online. I've got it up at Twitter right now. So this is accurate. No one has said this is not. He's on TV in the Middle East. Take a listen.
Appearing on the Al Kids interview program, Morsi refers to Jews as the descendants of apes and pigs, employing an often used anti-Semitic analogy from the Quran that suggests the Jewish people are subhuman. Morsi goes on to say that Zionists are criminals and that Israeli territory should be taken by force and given to the Palestinians.
You know, folks, it gets worse than that. I mean, he said we should boycott, you know, anyone that supports Israel and any of their goods. And he says from the U.S. and others, I mean, the list goes on, calls them bloodsuckers, warmongers, the descendants of apes and pigs. We should support the resistance. We should, attack them, besiege the Zionists. That means the Jews and Israel supporters, wherever they are, which would mean the United States of America. Mary Ellen's calling in from Illinois on line four. Mary Ellen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Oh, hi. I just think with our government cutting our military defense, and we know that they've also said we're the great Satan, they're just laughing at us and think we're fools.
Well, I mean, you know, I think, Mary Ellen, they probably are laughing. I mean, David, this is so stereotypical of these Islamist groups. They are patient groups. They have long-term plans, most of which outpace their own personal lives. And they say, you know, the greatest thing is to die for Allah. You know, it's to die for this. And that's how they look at these thousand-year plans.
Of course they're laughing at us. I mean, these guys, page one of their playbook is to exploit our wishful thinking. It's to exploit our naivete. It's to exploit our desire that the world be better than it really is. And so they act one way towards us and a different way towards everyone else, and they deceive us into literally handing them weapons. They deceive us into handing them untold sums of money. I saw this in Iraq firsthand. You would have actual terrorists coming seeking grants from the Iraqi government, from U.S. forces, turning around and using that money to purchase weapons from Iran. I mean, this kind of thing happens again and again in the Middle East. Of course they're laughing at us, and they're laughing at us for a pretty good reason, because we are being gullible and foolish yet again.
You know, folks, this is why we take a stand. It's why we raise our voices. I want you to call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. I'm going to grab another call, and we've got some breaking news to report as well. It's important with Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani. But Ruben, next from California, line six. Ruben, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Jordan, I'm from those cultures. I understand the mentality of these people. Now, the thing is, in U.S., I live in U.S., I'm a U.S. citizen. In U.S., if I were to go get a weapon, you know, the government checks my record, what my intentions are,
sure,
policies are, and everything, you know. And how can our government give them all of these advanced weapons when we know their policies are not for the prosperity of peace, when they're making threats that they are going to destroy a neighboring country? Now, that's one point. Number two point is, where are all the secular people of America? You know, if the case was different, if we were to give all of these weapons in the name of, hey, we're giving these weapons to a Christian Brotherhood country or government, watch how all these people would rise up and make this issue. Why don't they understand it's a religious government, religious...
Yep.
And we're giving all of these weapons...
Well, and Ruben, they make no bones about it. I'm only cutting you off because we're running out of time here. I think your point is exactly right. You said you understand because you come from this region of the world, a U.S. citizen now. You're right about all of your statements. I agree with. It's ridiculous that we don't do a background check on the Muslim Brotherhood, who makes it pretty easy to do. Two congressmen, the first Muslim congressman, Congressman Keith Ellison, and Congressman Pitts, Democrat and Republican, have called for Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani's release. More on that at aclj.org.
It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right, Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now or call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. We are going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about the situation, of course, with these F-16s, the tanks I was talking about this morning on Fox News. We will post that for you at aclj.org. My dad was on Sean Hannity's broadcast last night for what you could say was a heated, as some have called it. I would just say, well, you just got to see who he debated it, because it wasn't my dad who was so heated. I think he was just watching the breakdown, meltdown, if you will, and we'll post that. And I think theblaze.com, actually, if you want to see a funny image of it, just check it out quickly. It's right on the front of their homepage. It's if you need a little chuckle after all the fiscal cliff that we've been talking about. But I know one person who loves talking about the debt. He loves talking about the fiscal cliff. Dan Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. Before we get back to Egypt, let's get everyone updated. There's a bit of a leadership skirmish going on right now. The Speaker of the House, is a big day in Congress. Tell people.
Yeah, no, the Speaker actually stands for re-election to that Speaker post today, Jordan. Normally, this is a formality. The Speaker, the sitting Speaker, just goes in. A majority of the Congress has to vote for him to retain his post. If everybody votes, it takes 218 votes. Normally, that's something that happens very easily. You know, today, after the fiscal debate, there is some dissension in the ranks. There is a small number of Republicans that are trying to deny him that majority, or at least they're talking about trying to deny him that majority. And if they did that, Jordan, it would have to go to a second ballot, and potentially someone else could put their name in the hat and become Speaker of the House. I have to tell you, I think the likelihood of that is very, very small. I think if there was going to be a real challenge, someone who'd have thrown their name in the hat, mainly Eric Cantor, he has not done that. He issued a statement that said he stands with Speaker Boehner. So it's not the foregone conclusion that it usually is when this election happens, but the Speaker might be a little bit nervous today, but at the end of the day, I think he's going to survive. I think he's going to be the Speaker of the House.
And there's been a lot of wrangling, too, over what happens next. I mean, President Obama's basically said, we'll play the soundbite when it comes to the issue in the debt ceiling. Oh, he's not negotiating around that anymore. Now, I mean, everything has been negotiated. We've had continuing resolutions for, was it years now, Than, right?
Yep.
And so no actual budgets. The debt ceiling gets extended for a couple months. We don't really cut anything. We have some long-term cuts, but that'll be 30 years from now, and that doesn't really, you know, there's a new Congress coming in today. They don't have to keep those cuts even. So let's take a listen, though, President Obama, about what happens next. We're only a couple months away. Remember, this battle that's happening in Congress is just beginning anew, and there's new members of Congress joining the fight.
I've put forward a very clear principle. I will not negotiate around the debt ceiling. We're not going to play the same game that we saw happen in 2011.
Yeah, let me just say, Jordan, there are really only two ways I can describe that comment. They're either really ignorant or they're pretty arrogant, because here's the fact of the matter. The president just has no say in raising the debt ceiling. That is a power that resides wholly in the Congress. So if the debt ceiling is going to be raised, if we think that we should acquire more than $16 trillion in debt as we have now, it's the Congress that decides whether or not there will be a debate on it. So sure, Congress could raise it without a debate, but if they say they're not going to do it unless we take some step towards addressing spending, then it's not going to be raised. Then there is going to be a debate. It's as simple as that. The president, really, Jordan, he can come out and he can say whatever he wants about it. He can grumble about it, say he won't have a debate. He has no say in the matter. So for him to do that, it's either ignorant or it's arrogant.
You know, folks, this situation, we're going to be following it closely, because this is just round one. You've got these, again, we're going to wait and see on the vote for the Speaker of the House. There's been some rumblings about that, but I was over at Fox News, and, you know, most people are talking there saying it seems pretty good Speaker Boehner will be, again, chosen and elected as Speaker of the House, but you never know. Then there's been a dust-up, and that will, we'll see if that happens while we're on the air. If not, you can follow us on Twitter or go to aclj.org. We'll be covering everything there. I want to get right to the phones. A lot of calls have been, people have been holding on the line. Joseph's calling in from California on line four. Joseph, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm just really upset about this situation with Egypt, the tanks, and F-16s. I mean, people, are they that not much listening to the news that people don't know that this is retarded, insane? I mean, Obama seems to be in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, these people want to destroy Israel. They want to institute Sharia law. They're trying people in absentia for supposedly creating a video in America, and they want death penalties against these people, including Terry Jones. This is freedom of speech. And Obama.
Well, you know, freedom of speech and these kind of things, even if you disagree with people's speech and the, you know, freedom to offend to a certain point, That doesn't really, you know, that doesn't even compute. You know, so many constitutions around the world, Joseph, say, oh, there's freedom of belief and freedom of speech. But, you know, like in the Muslim Brotherhood Constitution, which is now the Constitution of Egypt, it says you have the freedom of speech, the freedom to express what you want, freedom of expression, and to believe what you want. The next article in that Constitution is you cannot insult any of the prophets or his messengers, the prophet or his messengers. So, again, the blasphemy law right there. See, you have free speech, but not really. And we'll get to decide. Actually, Islamic scholars will get to decide. It's a situation where, unfortunately, Joseph, I think there's one of two cases. Either it just hasn't gotten enough attention. But what I suspect, I'm going to go to David French on this, ACLJ senior counsel, a veteran of the Iraq War. David, is that it's one of those State Department, so typical situations that, well, we already had an agreement, so we have to move forward, and maybe they'll be okay.
Well, I think it's just stunning naivete. I mean, at best, this is heartbreakingly naive, because we made a deal a couple of years ago with an actual ally, the Mubarak regime. It might have been a harsh regime, but they kept the peace with Israel. They kept the Muslim Brotherhood down, and they were advancing our interests. And we made a deal with that government. Well, that government got overthrown, and in its place is a radical Muslim Brotherhood government. And, you know, their main opposition in Egypt is even more radical. So Egypt is more likely to get worse than it is to get better, and yet we're continuing to send these weapons. And these weapons vastly increase Egypt's combat power. This is not an insignificant giveaway of weapons. And this is at the point where it begins to defy common sense. The President of the United States said last year that he doesn't even know if Egypt is an ally anymore. And yet we're still giving them all of this weaponry after we've just raised taxes on 77% of Americans. It's just stunning.
It really is, folks. So we'll take more of your phone calls. And I think, listen, it's a situation where, you know, the White House is aware of it. This is a big delivery. I mean, it's 20 F-16s and 200 tanks. The Muslim Brotherhood's certainly aware of it. The State Department is aware of it. The military is aware of it. And there's this just mood in Washington where you can't change things. And the truth is, and Than, you just written about this in our chat that we've got going here, is that these kind of deals, which one were made with a government that's not, doesn't exist, that's in jail. And I kept repeating that over and over, but it's the truth. The Constitution has changed. Morsi himself, the president of Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood president, said this is the Second Republic, kind of mirroring what happened in the French revolutions. And what that means is this is a new start. This is a new government, a new Egypt. And that means the old deals don't stand.
That's exactly right. There is no guarantee to our aid money. Yes, we had been giving it to Egypt because they advanced our interest in the past. That was something that we came to a mutual agreement on. This is a new start. This is a new government. But along with that fact that there's no guarantee for our dollars, you know, I think if you just look at the evidence, Jordan, if you laid this out on Fox News, I mean, all of the evidence points to the fact that this new government is not acting as our ally. They have this new Sharia constitution that infringes on all sorts of human rights, including religious freedom. They have said they want to revisit their peace treaty with Israel and that they won't exist within a decade. I think it's clear evidence that they are not operating in our interest. And Jordan, this is why we've put so much focus on the president here, because he's the one that could step in and say, we have a national security reason to sort of void this agreement, to no longer send these jets and these tanks over there. I think it's clear. It's common sense and it's clear cut. The president should step in and he should stop it immediately.
Yeah, I'm going to grab a phone call before next break. If you're hanging on the line, we're going to get to your calls. Don't worry about that. Don called in from Michigan on line three. Don, welcome to JSECO Live.
Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't a few years ago an incident called the Iran-Contra affair, which was an arms deal under, and Oliver North was involved in that?
Well, that was the, yeah, I mean, there was the Iran-Contra, and I don't want to explain the whole thing with a minute and a half left, but we had the hostages, there were such backroom deals being made, a little bit different than this. That was, let's try to help Americans, did they do the right thing or not? You can decide that. And people paid the some people paid the consequences for that. This is public giving over 20 F-16s. This is public giving over 200 tanks. Nothing in return. And we don't even have a guarantee. The Muslim Brotherhood, Don, has said that they want to reform the peace agreements that between Israel and Egypt, that they want to rescind some provisions. They want to be able to build and develop in the Sinai, which has kind of been the UN in between those two countries and has kept the peace. So they're already, I mean, this is a regime that won't even say the word Israel. They don't use that word. They stand with Hamas. One of their former members is the head of Al-Qaeda now, al-Zahiri. They are the beginning of the Islamist movement in the world. It started right in Egypt with the Muslim Brotherhood. You may have heard of the book Milestones. If not, Google it. It's the inspiration for Al-Qaeda, the inspiration for Osama bin Laden, and it all started with this organization. Folks, if you don't want that group getting 20 of our F-16s at your expense, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right. Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your tax taxpayer dollars with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now or call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow, Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, in the studio with me in Washington, D.C. David French, an ACLJ senior counsel, is joining us as well. We're talking about the situation in Egypt. We've been updating about the fiscal cliff, the debt ceiling, what happens next, the election for Speaker of the House, which many people predict, even though there's been a dust-up, that John Boehner will again be Speaker of the House, but that remains to be seen, and no one's even expecting the dust-up. I mean, that was news in itself that there's been this kind of division. I'm sure there'll be people making a stand on the House floor when we get to that today. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSekulow, to stay up to speed with us. A lot of Fox News appears as the last 24 hours. My dad on Hannity last night, and one you really can't miss. And, you know, we're going to play the audio for you later, but it really doesn't do it justice. You'll have to go to aclj.org and check it out. You'll understand what I mean when we play it. And then he was on Megyn Kelly early in the day talking about a totally different issue, one on the Second Amendment, one on the EPA administrator who's resigning. And then I was on Fox News this morning talking about this situation we've been talking about today and focusing on out of Egypt. A lot of people are calling in. Bella is calling from California on line 3. Bella, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. My son is in Afghanistan right now. He's a soldier. And I really believe this is criminally insane that we would send weapons over there where they hate us and they'll destroy people immediately. And they're really laughing at us. We should have a protest besides a petition to march, to really protest against this. Other people do that, and it makes a difference. And we've been allowing evil to prevail. And when good people do nothing, this is what happens. There has to be something very serious that the president sees that we will not allow it. It's impossible to believe that we've come to this point, that there is even something that would allow something like this, that the president would speak about it, or Congress, or anyone. We're the people. The people have to protest. The people have to do something, because they're going to kill our soldiers. They're going to kill Israel. They're going to start wiping out people, because never before have we ever known a people that believe they get rewarded for killing other people.
Well, and you know what? And Bella, first let me say, I thank your family for your son's service to our country. And I think you brought up an interesting point, because part of the Muslim Brotherhood slogan, I'm going to pull that up for you right now, part of their slogan is about it's worth dying. You know, that the greatest death is to die for Allah. I mean, so it's eerie to me a bit, the way that you just had brought that up. And that this organization is the one that has that in their creed. And Dave, while I'm looking that up, with your military service background, I'm sure you can relate to what Bella's saying, is these are unstable regimes at best. This is not the Egypt of 1998. And some people said, well, we've been doing this for 30 years. Go back and look in the history books. That's 30 years of the same person who wasn't treating his people so great, but was keeping the peace with Israel. And that was the deal they made with Jimmy Carter. This is not. These guys were imprisoned by that president, and now they have imprisoned the former president.
These guys are dedicated to the destruction of Israel. They are dedicated to the spread of Islam globally through jihad. This is beyond dispute. It's in their founding documents. They repeat it all of the time. And the caller, again, I thank her son for his service and their family for, I know what they're going through is a tough time right now. And she said something very interesting that resonated with me based on my experience. She said, they're laughing at us, talking about the Muslim Brotherhood. They're laughing at us. And that, you know what? That is exactly right. That is what happens in the Middle East. Americans get conned out of money. They get conned out of weapons. And the other side laughs and laughs as they arm to destroy us. This fails every single basic test of common sense. But you know what? Our members are making a difference. This is a national story now. Why? because our members got on ACLJ.org or called in and they signed a petition, and 150,000 plus names speaks volumes to elected officials.
You know, David is absolutely right. I mean, that's what lead the story on FoxNews.com. You can check it out for yourself. We've posted the link to Fox News Facebook pages, ACLJ.org, on Twitter as well. And let me just say, folks, that's why it's so important to join these petitions. People ask, and there's different reasons why. Sometimes we need you to join a brief. Sometimes we need you to pressure a member of Congress. Sometimes we just need to let the media know and the everyone know, the public know, that American people, a lot of American people, 100,000, 160,000, hundreds of thousands, care about an issue that hasn't even been reported. And it has not gotten a lot of attention. That is how you make an impact. If you want to add your name to our petition, it's absolutely free. You call 877-989-2255. That's a toll-free number. You can call it today. We've got a few weeks here. The first F-16s are supposed to be delivered January 22nd. So, again, you can do the math. This is the time to act. Call 877-989-2255. For Bella, I told her that I would... She brought up this idea that, you know, for them, a victory is dying for their cause, something we don't always fully comprehend. This is the Muslim Brotherhood's creed, and they don't deny this. I am not making this up. This is not from conspiracy websites. In fact, you will hear people like President Morsi use some of these phrases in public when he's giving speeches. Allah is our objective. The Quran is our law. The Prophet is our leader. Jihad is our way, and death for the sake of Allah is the highest of our aspirations. Its most famous slogan is Islam is the solution. I mean, their goal is to take over the world through this Islamic Sharia state. And they have been waiting a long time just to take over Egypt. And they were willing to be killed, willing to be imprisoned. And you would count them out. You would say, oh, you know, they've already been overcome by more extreme Islamists like Al-Qaeda, who ended up saying they weren't extreme enough, the Muslim Brotherhood. And then guess who is, you know, surviving? And guess who's around? They were building business empires. And again, this is not an attack on Egyptians. This is about the Muslim Brotherhood. And every Egyptian, by no means, is part of this. I mean, there's millions of Coptic Christians, liberal Muslims, in the good sense of the liberal word. But when you talk about the Muslim Brotherhood, you're talking about Hamas. You're talking about a group that says, we want to work with a real army like Hezbollah. That was a recent comment. And that their deputy of their political party, the deputy head, an advisor to their president, President Morsi, a president of a country of 84 million people, said he, you know, he believes wholeheartedly within a decade the Zionist entity will be gone. It will disappear. That is the deputy director. Now imagine if like the deputy director of the RNC or the DNC, that's what we're talking about here, of the president's party and an advisor to the president. And we're considering sending them, again, folks, 20 F-16s for free. Those will start in a few weeks. Lockheed Martin's best and newest technology. They've been working on these for a few years. It was a deal made with the Mubarak government, who was keeping the peace, like them or not, what they were doing domestically. Obviously, the people did not. They were not breaking any of the peace agreements whatsoever. In fact, they were always trusted when it came to that, and that's what those jets were for. But they're gone, and we've got the Muslim Brotherhood and a Sharia constitution with blasphemy laws, no freedom of religion, no freedom of speech. Islam is not only the religion of the state, it guides all of the principles of the law, and judges don't interpret the law. Guess who does? An Islamic jurist at a college, at a university, not elected, not chosen by elected officials. We have got to take action now. We're running out of time. The first planes are supposed to be delivered in just a couple of weeks. We need you to stand with us. Call our toll-free number. Add your name to that over 150,000 Americans who have said no, Mr. President. All you have to do is say no, not right now. We want to go through the peace agreements that were made and make sure you're going to hold up your end of the bargain. Call now, 877-989-2255. If you think it's wrong to send the Muslim Brotherhood 20 brand new F-16s and 200 tanks for absolutely nothing at all, except it costs me and you every penny of it. So 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition online.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.